It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a daddy-o that isn't the bee's knees. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. I do believe we got the audio sorted out. We've been having issues since we moved to this new house, but I think my wife and I and a little bit of Zoom tech support, I think we got this done. Sorry, this is tardy. If you're listening live, we were having some cable issues. Of course we were. Anyway, I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Yes, good evening. Hello.
Hello, Joe. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
All right. On the show, we count down the worst fathers of the past year. Feeling good. I feel good. Anybody going to take the title? I don't even know if I have the title. I might not have the title.
Remember who won last year?
Oh, I won last year. I don't know if I won. I won last year, or at least tied.
Yeah, I really.
You feel good,
remember.
Pip?
I think that now that I have sorted out my order,
I feel
better.
You feel good, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
No.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We'll do some scamming scammers. When we last left off, Michelle was convinced that fake Davin was Sting.
Yeah. The Stingmeister. The
Stingarama ding dong.
Stingaring ringmaster.
Ay, ay, ay. So I guess let's let me cue up the music and we'll start off with a You Stink from Pip.
Everybody look out.
You stink.
All right, dear. Who stinks now?
My friggin' neighbors. I don't even know which ones.
How do you not know which ones?
I don't know which ones.
Yeah, really? I mean, I guess it's an anonymous neighbor?
Yeah. Because they called the town on us.
Oh.
What?
Wait, didn't you have issues in the past?
Yes.
With like shrubbery
in
or something?
In the fall, we had issues.
With shrubbery or something, right?
I'm not even sure because they weren't even sure.
But somebody had to come out and look.
Somebody had to come out and look at the house, and then we had to, like, neaten it up a little, and then he was like, yeah, it's fine.
All right. On the scale of Martha Stewart and the Munsters, where does your home fit?
Well, you know which we're closer to.
I mean, are you the Munsters?
Like, duh. We're not the Munsters, but, I mean, yeah, from this past month, some stuff has gone haywire, and it rains every weekend, so I haven't gotten out there to do my, like, weeding and pruning and tidying.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so then all of a sudden, Mr.
Are you on a busy street?
Not particularly.
Like, are the houses close to
each other? We're on a busybody street, apparently.
I can see. Are the houses close to each other?
Yeah. I can see the monster car stopping in front. Grandpa, look at Pip's house. It's gorgeous.
To people of a certain age, that was hilarious.
I'm of that age. Yes.
As am I. So very funny, but you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know who it is. I have my suspicion that
is it Mrs. Kravitz?
You know, Mrs. Kravitz next door, who the only redeeming feature she has is being a cat lady. Besides that,
maybe it was one of the cats.
She is just
so
persistent rectal itch. Oh, yes.
Oh, so it was definitely her. You
I'm
know.
Pretty sure.
What was the complaint?
I don't even know. They called the Board of Health and said it's not tidy enough.
What the hell does that even mean, tidy enough? Like if there's like an odor coming from the house.
Nope.
If feral cats are milling about the front yard, if vultures are eating carcasses on the front yard, perhaps not tidy enough. What does that mean? Like the gnome has to shave? The garden gnome looks a little unkempt?
Well, you know, I have little circle gardens that are cut out of the lawn that I told the landscapers to leave alone because their idea of handling that is just weed whacking everything down to a nub. And it's like, no, they're perennials, asshole. Don't weed. And the guy that works for, very nice man, the guys that work for him do not know the difference between a weed and an actual plant.
My parents had like the same issue with landscapers.
Yeah.
At their, like, here again, I would say you have one job. Your one job is to know grass, weeds, plants, that's the job.
Yeah.
You are handling the landscape. You need to know what is a dandelion poison ivy and what is a rhododendron or gladiola, yeah, or whatever.
It's like their irises. You don't cut them down to the nub.
That's infuriating.
You let them flower. It costs so much money to buy plants. And then all of a sudden, wah.
You know what that's like? this is like you know, going to a chef whose specialty is dessert. And you, I'd like something sweet, and it gives you something with a Tabasco sauce base. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, it's layers of stuff here.
What do you mean, you know? Layers of,
well,
stuff?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like they opened a can of
worms. Of whoop ass?
Well, I would like to open a can of whoop ass, but these people are so old and frail that I know I would be on the cover of the newspaper. So, or in.
So what is it? Is it like, is it very weedy?
No, you know what? No, there's some tall grass. It's like weedy grass,
right,
that got into the beds. So,
okay.
So, but I mean, they're mowed around.
All right. So it looks like you have little garden circles of weeds.
Yeah.
Okay. Not ideal.
There's plants in there, but not ideal. But it's not completely.
Have you seen what's going on over here?
Dude, I know.
I do the mowing. By the way, I got it down to 2+ hours. 2+ hours to do.
2+.
We started at 5.
How often do you have to do this?
Like every couple of weeks.
Oh.
So I got it 2+. But I do all the.
How much land do you got?
Half an acre.
Okay.
No, Pip, you can attest. Yeah, I mean, Pip.
It took me 3 to 4.
Well, you're gonna be here later on in the week. You can survey it yourself, Joe, and report back. But. Because we're going to that show in Pennsylvania, so you'll be here, so we can go together. Probably.
Oh boy, are we! I saw it on the map. We might even be able to invite Lisa One Eye from Pittsburgh. I think
invite her. Yeah, it's not far from Pittsburgh. Definitely tell her to come down. Yeah, well, that's why I said, Joe, if you want to crash here, you can crash here. But we'll talk about that another time. We don't need to talk about that now. But the wife's job is to do the weed whacking.
Okay.
That's, she likes to do it. You know, she does plenty of things, but she likes to weed whack.
Yeah.
I've mowed the lawn 3 times. No weeds have been whacked. But in her defense now, like, the wire ran out. Like, I guess you have to put, like, new wire.
Yes, there are these wackety wires. So
I think the weeds are going to run free this year.
Well, you know what? I was just like, you know, not for nothing, but it has rained every weekend.
Yeah.
And it's like,
plus you work some weekends. Plus,
I work on the weekends. And it's like,
it's your damn lawn. Unless it's causing a problem, shut the F up.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm like, what is your fucking problem? So now this busybody from the town comes. The Board of Health. This just offends me because it's like, we're not affecting anybody's health.
Can I say something? Joe, I think you'll back me up. If the Board of Health needs to be called in, the problem's not on the outside of the house. It's the inside. It's the inside.
It's absolutely inside.
Like, there are things to check out.
There are things to be done, but they don't need to know that. The outside is not so bad, and I'm really annoyed that they're getting up in my business. The other thing is, what is going on?
Yeah, you guys
here?
Froze. I don't know what. Now there you go. There's. I don't know what's going on.
Zoomity Zoom had a problem.
I don't. Whoop, there your internet connection's unstable.
But
I know.
The other thing is that. I now they come over, you know, all sneaky, like, oh, we got a complaint. So you're
we
not
got
allowed
a complaint.
To know who it is that you're going to go and knock on their door and tell them.
No,
for not being a neighbor and coming over and saying, Not for nothing, but this, that, and the other thing. What? It's getting a little wild.
No, but nobody likes the trash Gestapo.
No, no. But the other thing is, then he starts going in on other things. Now, I've been trying to get somebody to come and give me a good estimate for our front porch. But
you need a guy? You need a contractor?
Well, they're not going to come all the way down.
He goes
there.
To Jersey.
What?
My guy goes to Jersey. I got the best guy.
I need a guy. Give me a number.
Listen, I'm going to put this kid's grandson through college by the time I'm with all the nuts stuff going on here. All right. But all right. Now let me ask you. When I tell him who's going to call him.
Yeah.
Is it stage female friend or is it non-stage female?
Well, yeah, no, he can know whatever. As long as he doesn't work with me in the day job, that's the issue.
Okay.
He can know whatever.
Okay. Because, I need to recommend.
I don't care what the stairs guy
does. I have to clear.
But now, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, and look at these stairs.
And your tits.
Look at the girls. Oh, they're all akimbo.
That's got to be some type of violation. I'll find it. I'll look it up.
You know what? The girls were a violation today. This shirt I bought before I got my defibrillator put in.
Okay.
So this band that goes around right under the girls fit fine
right.
before. Now it's right up in that area where my defibrillator is, so it's a little snugger. And one side of the band decided to jump ship and hop up over one of the girls today. And I had this breasts akimbo look going on at work.
She might not be revolting, but her body is in full revolt.
It is revolting. My girlfriend at work said
her body's playing hopscotch with her boobs.
My girlfriend at work said, you got to fix the girls there. So,
why isn't somebody called in from the town for that?
This is a bigger health violation. Come on.
Poor Mr. Helix is going to go in. He's going to lose an eye. Things are going to snap.
These nips have been sharpened by abuse today. I got other things going on. They're looking in they're
that when he showed up, I would have said, listen, I know, but this is what's going on here.
And then he opened the door wide.
You would have heard this, yipe, 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 as he scurried away. Like, you would have had the little cartoon feet, like, trying to get out of there.
Just coming up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, he doesn't know. But the annoying thing is that in our garage, there's one little pile of boxes. There's one little box that's sitting on top that you can see from outside the window. And he goes, I can see that there's stuff in there. And it's like,
yeah, it's a house, stupid.
Yeah, what's it fucking to you? I got stuff in my garage.
I could see your house contains things.
Yeah, and?
It does not look like it's move out ready.
And he goes, oh, well, you know, in a case of a fire, you couldn't get out. Nobody's going through the garage, you dimwit.
Listen.
We're going through the front door.
Listen, if there's a fire, everybody dies. Them's the rule.
You know that Fleetwood Mac song, Landslide? That was for me.
I mean, God, like, I guess because it's a health violation. He's poking around. It's too much.
So now he's, like, up in my business. Ugh. And so now I'm like, I came home from a crushing day at work.
How is this I thought you liked this job.
No, it's just so busy. And there are our new owners are just like, here's some more work, here's some more stuff that you have to do, here's a new way you have to do it, and here's software that fucks it all up for you. Have a go.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, right now it's not good. We're all like, oh God, at the end of the day.
So you got a bad day at work and this guy's poking around.
I had a bad day at work. This guy's poking around.
Where's Mr. Helix for all this?
Well, no, he was the one that was home to meet with this guy.
Did Mr. Helix give him a what for and how do you do?
No, he didn't, because he didn't want to like get them all worked up, and so then they're like, he'd sharpen his pencil and come up with other shit. Oh, this looks like a big old fine. Ugh. He goes, the stairs, you know, it seems like you have like an issue. And it's like, yeah, there's a crack in the steps themselves and some bricks have fallen off the side. So it's like, yeah, it needs to be taken down and completely redone, but it's still sturdy. It's not like you stand on it and go, whoa. And now,
well, the thing is, once they're there,
once they're there, they're going to ride our asses until everything's done. He goes, so you'll have this fixed next week? No. Fuck no.
No.
Do you know somebody that's going to come and fix your, your whole stairs in 1 week?
You pull out your shotgun and tell him to get the fuck off my property.
Yeah, I don't know if that gun's registered, Joe, so that might be another violation.
No, you know, I would just get my space gun that makes scary noises, and you'd be like, on notice.
Well, first of all, it's ridiculous to assume it'll be done next week. Because, like, all good contractors are busy.
Everybody is busy. I.
But you need your stairs redone.
I know a guy. Yeah.
I got a guy. My guy.
I mean, like, I got to get, you know, it's like, look, just getting the estimates takes a week or more, you know? Then it's like.
Right now, Javier, he's my guy. He's my contractor. He's working at my hairstylist's house.
Oh, cool.
He's doing her house right now. He's done my sister-in-law's house. He's. Plenty of things to still do here that we're working on.
Oh,
by
so
though.
It's just like Davin's referral service.
Well, we got him from one of my wife's friends, and we've just been pimping him out. Boom, boom. Because he's good. I gave him to Joe. You'll appreciate this. I gave him to Bobby Gonzo's girlfriend because they needed some work. They needed a bathroom done. She told me they have a small bathroom that she wants redone. $30,000, which is ridiculous.
That's a lot.
How much?
$30,000 for a small bathroom.
$30,000?
Outrageous. Outrageous.
Come on. I'll go over and sheetrock. Jesus. $30,000.
Oh, in the break, I will give you Javier's phone number, and I will text him and say,
thank you.
I am recommending another friend.
Okay, cool. Because I'm just, and it's like, I know it's been a month, but I'm still dealing with a lot of crap. From my brother's death.
Yeah, but he don't know that. That's not his fault.
No. That I'm not saying.
Do
that.
The neighbors know?
No, the neighbors wouldn't know.
But I still don't understand what the complaint was. You got weeds.
We have some weeds, and like
which is legal now.
Good point. Yeah, we have some weeds, and it's like it's been raining a lot. I didn't get out there and take care
That's
of
too
it
much.
Because other shit was going on in
That's
my
crazy.
Life, and it's like really. Really? It's not like we don't do anything. The guy comes and he mows.
No, you salt the earth, so nothing grows there.
Well, you know, I turn around and people turn to stone. That's, you know what?
That's just when you moon them.
Yeah, there's no salt involved then. You got to get your mythology right.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, the snakes on the head and everything. Actually, that's not.
That's Medusa.
Yeah. So... I'm just so pissed. I want to.
Yeah, because you don't feel you can be comfortable at home. It's very aggravating when you're not simpatico with your neighbors.
Well, and I know that you know because you had a little bit of contretemps.
Windows open. Everything's fine. Everything's fine, dear.
Yeah, it's all good. Except in my house.
Your house as well.
My neighbor, who's French, is very annoying. No. But
everything's good here.
I just. Mr. Helix made the mistake, and he went, oh, God, what did I do? He texted me that the Board of Health guy had come by, and I was like...
Like it's your aunt dropping off cupcakes. Stop by.
I was like, rah! And he's like, oh, I should have waited until we were home.
The Board of Health never stops by to go, listen, we just want to say we've got reports, and your house is immaculate.
Your gladiolas by far. I've outdone everyone
else. It's never like a Leave It to Beaver episode where like you're entered in a contest for your great rose bush or something.
No. We just give you
I always loved
ribbon.
That when they used to have to collect these bitties had nothing else better to fucking do.
Wait, what was that?
I always loved that on like Leave It to Beaver and stuff like that when they would have the gardening contest. The garden club is coming over, like these old biddies with nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
Well, that old biddy lives next to Joe. I mean, lives next to Pip.
Yeah. Apparently, they're alive and well. Now, I admit that, you know, I tempered my Well, this is the same neighbor that we had a problem because there was a tree, a beautiful old oak tree on our property line, and she was so afraid it was going to fall over and fall right on her bedroom and kill her.
Well, that's a problem.
That she insisted on having it chopped down, and I was really...
Now, but did you tell her that you tied a yellow ribbon around that old
She really didn't care.
Oh, okay.
She told She told me that Tony Orlando could go do something terrible to himself.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was not nice.
What could he do to Dawn?
You know what? He could do whatever he liked to Dawn.
Okay. Yeah, Dawn. I'll tell you what. Anybody named Dawn, whore. Take it to the bank.
Golden words, my friend.
Yes.
But the thing is that you know, it's like with the tree, and she was like, she's just got an she's got something to say about everything. You know, it's like we took in the neighborhood stray cat. She wasn't going to. That was my cat Moo, and she always had a problem with, oh, well, how's he doing inside? Like,
well. You know, the problem is we haven't been able to get traffic to come in the living room. But other than that, he's doing fine. How is he doing inside?
Well, you know, every once in a while we bring a coyote in and let it romp around the house to keep him springy.
Well, I'm doing that next week when Joe comes over. Keep the cats on their toes. We're bringing an apex predator into the house.
You mean Joe?
Joe, an apex predator. You know, he'll just look at the cat, notch and go, meow, and run away. His little fake balls will shrink up.
They're going to get tail IDs.
Well, Joe, once you meet Nacho, you're allowed to do a tail ID. Now, you know them's the rules.
Oh, I will be meeting Nacho on Saturday.
Yes. So you can do all...
Oh, tail IDs.
All the tail IDs he likes.
Awesome. He's beautiful, and he's such a sweetie.
Yeah, well.
A baby.
Yeah, he's a baby.
Sometimes.
But, so you wouldn't... I'm glad you understand. I was just so frustrated. I'm like at work.
You just
want
to live your life.
I felt like helpless because I'm at work and this guy is crawling around and going, and I see that you have a box I can see through your garage.
You're
window.
Already on the list because they've been out there before.
So now I'm like, you know, the ones to watch. And, you know, it's like, oh, well, there is a non-perfect amount of weeds in your yard. So now we're going to come and bust your balls about it every time. So there's that. And just like the creepy feeling that somebody's watching you and one of your neighbors hates you enough to call the town on you.
And by the way, we've also got a report that you're gaining a little weight. What? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Board of health? Board of my health? Where's the cardiologist you usually bring?
Step on the scale, ma'am.
Are you writing down my weight?
Them's fighting words.
We're going to need you to drop 5 pounds by next week. Right? Your house isn't structurally sound for that type of weight, ma'am.
What is this McDonald's wrapper?
We've got some complaints that you're going to Wendy's a little too much.
We have the Ring cam from across the street has caught too many bags going into the house that had suspicious logos on them.
Ugh, it's terrible.
I tell you, two years ago, actually 2 days ago, 5 years ago, marked the last time I did any yard work. And I got a form. The HOA sends me a form every year on if I want to do my own yard work. And I got it today. And it says, do you want to have our landscapers do the yard work? Every year, I can't write yes big enough and run it back to the mailbox. The only lawn work I did in the past year is I went out and I got around one of my trees. Something I don't know what happened. The grass died. They're just a small patch. And I got the patch fill and I put it around on Saturday because it was raining all day. And it was raining all day. So I let nature water the lawn. And I put that on. And that is it.
You lucky bastard.
My landscaper, because we got to have a landscaper because some stuff's too close to the house and, you know, things need to be pruned.
Yeah.
It's going to cost me around $1,000. Of course it is.
Oh, sure it is.
But it's like, he can't give me a date. Yeah, sometime in July or August. What is that?
What is that? I've been chasing mine for the last 2 days now.
Well, if you don't chase him, immigration will, dear.
No. No, but he's a very nice man, but it's like I have trouble catching him on the phone. And it's like I only have an hour during lunch to actually eat. I talk to Mr. Helix for a little bit, and then I try to get some business done. And then I can't use my cell phone at work, so I'm not allowed to get personal calls. So I have to wait until after work when everybody's done with work. So it's really frustrating trying to get stuff done. And I'm afraid – I can't leave this to Mr. Helix because he will just, like, Agent Orange the front lawn as far as he's concerned. And I'm like, no, no, no.
We're going to grow asphalt.
You know, what's with all the pebbles where my garden used to be, you know? So it's like, no, I worked hard on, you know, some of this. And there's some of it I really like. And there's other parts. There's, like, these giant grasses that people pay a lot to plant in their yard that have just volunteered in the yard. I'm like, no, no, dig that up. And now the guy tried to, like, convince me that it's nice and I should keep it. And I'm like, now I'm like, get the backhoe. Get this fucker out of my lawn.
This landscaper gets rid of the shit she wants and wants her to keep the shit she doesn't want. This is like an abusive relationship.
It is. By the way, Tom's listening.
Hi, Tom.
And he said, and by the way, you didn't wash your hands after using the bathroom. That's how I feel. There's a washer.
Get out of my house, you creep.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I'm going to give the Thorogood Hagar concert review in just a few minutes.
Yeah, it's really obnoxious, and I feel spied on and
no, it's terrible.
Picked
it's
on,
terrible.
And I'm just like, this is why I don't live in a place with an HOA, because, you know, I want.
Well, then you have the board.
And now you have the board, and it's like, oh, this town.
It's
I
terrible.
Live in.
You just want to live your life.
Well, the thing, you know, I tell you, like, why I don't mind the HOA is because, like, when I, you know, with a house, I have a dream and I have a vision. That was the last house.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm tired. I'm 60. I just want to go home, go to a workshop, do this show, go to a gig, go to rehearsal. I don't give a fuck. So if they walk around my house, if they, you know, like I said, if the worst comes to worst, I hide the grill. I don't think they have fun with that. But everything else, there's nothing. I just got to power wash the house. It's kind of power. You know, I power washed a year and a half ago. I'll hit it again. You know, and that's about it. My driveway, I need to get it recoated. But the thing about it is that the ribbon, the cement ribbon, is a mess. And I got to really address it with the HOA. Now, my last HOA guy said, just tell them that you're getting it, you know, who's responsible, and you get, you know, and you need to know immediately because you're getting a contractor. And it should be the HOA's responsibility because it's literally part of the street. It's not part of my property because it goes around the neighborhood. So I got to get that figured out. But the thing, you know, it bugs me because the thing about it is, like, when I used to sell fencing, you know, the woman, you know, or the customer at the counter, well, what would you recommend? And I go, I don't pull it in front of your house every day. You do. And I go, and you're laying out good money, and everybody busts their ass at work all day, and you come home going, why am I doing this? And when you pull in front of your house, you're supposed to go, oh, that's why. You know, so
right.
You want everything just so. So that's one of the things that's bugging the shit out of me. I'm going to try to see if I can get it fixed this year.
Can I tell you what with these contractors? I don't want to move on a little bit. So we had our roof done, because of course we did. And then it turns out we need new siding now, because of course we do.
oh, my God.
Yeah, we need new siding now. So the roofer came.
Money.
Exactly. He does the siding. So he took the measurements and everything, because he had to fix something on the roof. Something wasn't sitting right. This is a couple weeks ago. I go, give me the estimate.
Yeah.
I'm chasing after this guy. I'm like, I guess you don't want the work. So now I asked my contractor, because he's got a whole network of people.
Okay.
I go, all right, because he mentioned, you got a siding guy? He's like, all right, got a siding guy. So he's coming over tomorrow, and if he gives me the estimate on time, you know, we're going to go with him. I don't understand why these guys don't want work. I wish I had such a problem. All right.
I know.
All right. And I was supposed to get some from the Sporting Good Consignment Shop today, and I don't think I got that either. Okay. So, all sorts of things. Always chasing after people now. So we closed last Friday. We closed on the old house.
Oh, great.
It was like we're there on Thursday night doing the walkthrough, and I'm just like, I'm in my daughter's room, and like, oh, that's where I changed her. You know,
yeah.
And I'm in the living room. I'm like, oh, that's where we used to watch the Pirates of the Caribbean on the ceiling with the projector. And it's like, ugh. It's like all these emotions. And she's like, eh, it's not our house anymore. You know, because it's like different color paint, different floors and everything.
Yeah.
But I know she's sentimental, because every time she sees stuff that she's not going to play with anymore, she decides she wants that too, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's her stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just, it was really hard. And my wife like made the mistake of, like, going with them from room to room as they were doing the walkthrough.
Oh, dear.
So they're like, you know, like anybody would. All right, we're going to change this. We're going to change that. She's like, that was hard. Like, well, nobody told you to go room to room with them.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to hear what you're going to do to my house because it's not my house anymore.
And it's weird because I think, it was, hey, they got their stuff in my house. But, okay. That being said, we both feel like a relief because we're not paying two mortgages.
Phew, yeah.
We don't have to run to the other house to fix stuff, to get stuff out and, you know, or mow the lawn or whatever the hell I have to do. Like, we've actually gotten things accomplished in this house. We started working on the basement. Today, for the first day ever, we went in our swimming pool.
Nice.
Went in the swimming pool. I had myself a wine cooler. I mean, they don't call them wine coolers anymore. But you got
whatever those fruity drinks.
Yeah, I had myself a nice fruity drink midday. I put on Hair Nation on the Bluetooth speaker. I was in all my glory.
Look at David day drinking.
I know. That's what this house has done to me. COVID in this house has made me drink so much more because I would drink more with COVID because we used to hang out with my neighbors next door
right.
at night and, you know, drink. I never drink heavily or anything. Yeah. And now with the house distressed, my wife's like, you know what? Now that we don't have this house, I don't have the urge to drink anymore. So it is a burden. But I mean, you're sad. Yeah, I'm sad. But
sure.
It's like, all right, now we're starting to get stuff done in the basement. I mean, we still have issues with that bathroom. The first bathroom we're still working on. We got to get windows out. We got to get the window out because, as I've mentioned before, the home inspector didn't tell us, hey, those windows don't go in the shower.
Right.
So now we got to put a completely different type of window in because my wife wants daylight. She wants daylight in the bathroom. We have a light. We have a fan. She wants daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my contractor's like, okay, well, we could get this, open this way, that way. I go, why do you hate me? Why do you hate me? We got to get that. So he's kind of, but he knows the siding guy, so they're going to talk about that tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
So more stuff going on. All right. So I went to the George Thorogood, Sammy Hagar concert. For the record, I invited both Joe and Pip to this concert.
I could not go.
Nor could Joe.
No.
Yeah. Nor. And I know Joe wanted to add it,
I would have loved to go had a gig that night. However, I was hoping, and those guys always stop at Jones Beach. They didn't stop at Jones Beach this year.
I feel like that was an outstanding display of spite on their part.
They screwed us.
So, now this is a concert I wanted to see.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen Thorogood. I saw Sammy with Van Halen on the Four Unlawful Carnal Knowledge Tour. And Sammy has a reputation of putting on a great show. The show was Saturday, so I didn't rush to get tickets, like, in case I get a gig. Mm-hmm. Although with gas $5 a gallon, I might as well stay home at this point.
Really?
I mean, God. But I didn't get a gig. So my friend who works for Live, so I was going to get, like, tickets, but I didn't rush. And I knew they were doing a sale for $25 lawn seats. I said, you know, because I knew they'd do the sale. I go, should I pick up tickets this week? He goes, I might be able to get you tickets for free, which sometimes he does. I never presume that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So even if he can't, I'll get $35 lawn seats. Not a big deal. I'll wait, you know. On the off chance. By that point, Joe already had a gig. So, otherwise.
And I had a retirement dinner to go to.
Yes. But he gave me four tickets.
Wow. He
gave me four tickets. And my wife was not interested, I guess, because Lenny Kravitz wasn't on the bill. I don't even know if she likes his music. I just know she likes Lenny Kravitz. Found that out when he was opening up for GNR. T-shirt I'm wearing right now. Yeah, she loves the Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
All right, Pip, enough. This house has suffered enough. So I went with my friend, John. And so he had a friend there who didn't have a ticket, so I gave him a ticket, and I had an extra ticket.
Great.
So I used the three tickets. Now, I didn't know if they were going to be lawn seats, so we got these seats. And they are 15 rows back, center stage.
Get out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Fucking perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So here's how old I am now. So I'm sitting in these seats, and I look to my right. If you've ever been to PNC Arts Center in Holmdel, New Jersey, it's a great amphitheater to see a show.
Yeah, very nice.
I look to the left and the right, and there's lawn seats. Now, most of the lawn seats are, you know, behind the regular seating. But to the left and the right, there's also lawn seats. And it's a very steep hill.
Yes.
And people are sitting there. And I'm thinking, I wonder how they cut that lawn.
Oh, my God. You've reached the age.
Because I know what I'll do. You see this front lawn?
Yes,
here.
I know.
It's a pain
steep.
In the ass. It's a pain. My front lawn here is a pain in the ass.
Do you know I have these thoughts too?
And the back of you know, Joe will give the full inspection now later on this week, and he can report if he wants. The back of the yard's not a treat either. I mean,
I've seen that. That's steep.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing easy to cut around it. So I see this.
I remember at the virus tour, Otto and George are on stage, and it was pouring. And it's like, he goes, you cheap fucks, you deserve to get drenched on, you fucking Katrina victims.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, that's very harsh.
So
fucking Otto.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, it wasn't Otto. It was George doing George. That.
Oh, yeah.
Otto was very nice and appalled, I'm sure. So first out, unannounced, is the singer Natalie Farrell. No. And a guitarist who looked a bit like Dave Attell.
Okay.
That is the duo. Nobody expected
Pip,
her.
Pip, you disappeared.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you?
She'll get back. I don't know. Could be the internet, could be Zoom. I don't know. You know, 1,000 gig. This 1,000 gig, which is not what I asked for. No, this is what I get. 200 gig. I never had these issues at the other house. What do you want? I like everything in this. Everything in this house is just slightly worse.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I was even thinking about that. My cats. I'm like, the other house I had Maui. Now we have Nacho. Just slightly
worse. You downgraded.
Everything is slightly
worse.
You
downgraded your cats.
The only thing that's the same is Pip.
Yeah, I keep finding my way here.
Yeah. So, but nobody expected her. And I don't think anybody knew who she was. And so I looked her up. She's
Are you talking about me?
No.
No.
So she's a local singer. She's a pretty girl. Perfectly acceptable singing at your local coffee shop. Not right for here. It's like, all right, I get it. She's got nice boobs. She's got a pretty face.
Thank you.
Is she banging the bassist? What is going on here? I find these bands are doing this more and more. Yeah. They're throwing these people out that we don't know. Like, in a couple of weeks, Joe and I will be seeing Joan Jett, Poison, Motley Crue, and Def Leppard. I guarantee you Joan Jett's not hitting the stage first. I guarantee you at 4:30 there's going to be some nobodies that we never heard of.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to open the show anymore. It's like starting a comedy show, not with the host, but with some random open micer we found.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's just like the label will have somebody.
I don't think she's not signed to a label, dear.
No.
Maybe a label over her mouth. Yeah, she's trying to do these challenging songs, but she doesn't have the voice for it. Joe, she would have been acceptable on a Tuesday at the Culture Cup. That was a reference for Joe back in the day.
Okay, I got you. What happens is sometimes they'll do this thing where if you win a contest, you can get an opening slot. My friend of mine, one of my guitar players in Sexy Susan, his band wound up opening for Bon Jovi. I forget where, I think in Baltimore or something like that. And they went up, and they couldn't even get a sound check. They got up. They got issued off like chickens. However, they got to open up for Bon Jovi. So, you know, and they're unsigned. So it's probably one of the cases there.
All right. Maybe you're right. All right. I don't know. It's you're not really – you're other than saying you get to open up for such and such, I guess that's cool. But
yeah.
I guess people in the industry probably know what that is. That's like when open micers say, you know, seen at Caroline, seen at Gotham Comedy Club. Yeah, you're doing bringer shows. But, you know, you say you've done all those places. So for people who don't know, it's kind of cool.
Right.
So, I don't know. Wasn't doing anybody. I mean, she was fine to look at. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And 15 rows back, we were looking.
How long was the set? Like 20 minutes?
Yeah, probably something like that. I don't know. Time was standing still, Joe. I mean, really. It was. I was more concerned about the lawn. So, promptly, at 7:30, becomes George Thorogood. He's still very good.
Yeah.
He can still play the guitar. And the thing about George Thorogood is, like, vocally, he was never a guy we go, well, that guy's got a dynamic voice. Listen to that range.
No.
It's not like some of these guys who have to change a lot to deal with age. And we've talked about the various ways that some of these singers do that and everything.
Yeah.
No, there's not much to change for George Thorogood. Are you having problems getting on Zoom?
I can't get on the internet.
All right, hold on. Let me, Joe, just talk to Pip while I get her on the internet.
Well, the thing about George Thorogood is that, yeah, he's not the greatest singer, but for what he does, 12-bar blues, he's made a career out of 12-bar blues. forever. And George Thorogood is one of those guys that you're going to see and you know it's going to be a good time. It's all party music and, you know, party music. And it's a good time. So it was a good addition to the bill.
Yeah, I went to see him years ago, and it was really a great show. And he doesn't have to have the best voice in the world. It's just, it's more like...
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a feeling. It's not necessarily, you know, a concerto.
Now, here's the thing about George Thorogood at this stage. I didn't see him younger. If you saw George Thorogood in the supermarket, and you were with a small child... You go, get away from that dirty old man. Let's go. Let's go.
Scary as hell.
It's scary. George Thorogood, like he's waggling his tongue too much. Dude, you're 72. Nobody wants to see that.
Put that away.
He was never a set. Like, Mick Jagger could get away with that. Steven Tyler, I guess, can get away with it. But George Thorogood.
You know what? To be honest, and maybe this is just my personal preference, but I was never the tongue sticking out and waggling it around. That kind of grosses me out. It's like, ew, too much, too much. That's personal time, not out in the middle of ew.
George Thorogood, in my opinion, at this stage, looks like Mick Jagger if he let himself go. Like a little bit of a paunch, you know.
Yeah, no, he's never been an obsessively handsome man.
The thing about it is, you know, it's whatever. I mean, it's 12 bar blues, you know, bar music, you know. So it's you know,
no,
it's just a good, you know, it's just good. It's just a good time, you know.
It is a good time.
Blues about drinking and, you know, chicks and stuff like that. So yeah,
definitely a good time. He played for about 50 minutes, you know. He's got a lot. I didn't know every song, but he's got a lot of songs, too, that most people know. He didn't play Get a Haircut, which is one of my favorite songs. It's probably one of his newer ones from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, Get a Haircut, Get a Real Job.
Oh, yeah.
Grow up like your big brother.
If You Don't Start Drinking?
No, I don't think he played that. Played I Drink Alone, One Bourbon, One...
In Emerald. We actually did that last month.
Well, I don't think he checked your set list. That might have been his mistake. He didn't check your set list to know that Emerald was coming out of retirement.
What's Joe doing? Because I don't want, you know, we have the same audience, and I don't want them to see the same show.
Actually, probably.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this particular tour is this is a Legends of Rock tour. This is the type of stuff the three of us essentially see at this point.
Yeah.
You know, because we're old. But what usually is, when you get these Legends of Rock tours, they usually take a night or two off in between shows. They perform the night before. So it's kind of unusual for them to be back-to-back. Did you lose internet again?
I think I did.
Here, let me see your computer. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
Where did he play the night before?
Connecticut, I want to say.
Connecticut? Oh, so that's not, you know... You can get done with that gig and get everything down to Jersey and then get time, you know.
No, but I'm not talking about the logistics. I'm talking about the toll it takes on the body.
Yeah. That's the voice, you know. I mean, Hagar is singing his ass off. Could still sing it, what, 75?
74.
And is he still hitting those high notes?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh.
So in between. So George Thorogood, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. In between performers, I met up with my friend who was sitting on the lawn. I said, well, you know, I got an extra seat. I told him ahead of time. So, I'm going with my friend. I go, well, I have a couple of extra seats. You know, whatever. And he's like, well, more people are coming. I'm like, well, man, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Then sit on the lawn. But if you want, you can be up here.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need to be that low. I mean, geez, Christ. Joe and I went to see a concert, and we never saw Johnny Watson, who was supposed to sit with us. He was hanging out with Bret Michaels. So, I mean, you know, that's the way things go sometimes.
And the funny thing is, that night we said, no, and Johnny's probably hanging out with Bret Michaels. He was hanging out with Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, for him, not for us.
He's got that short. I bet he's backstage hanging out. Yep. He was hanging out with Bret Michaels,
So I also saw Don Jameson and Jim Florentine, comedians and also from that metal show. I worked with Jim a few months ago. I got to tell you, I don't think either one remembered me. I hadn't seen Don in years.
Oh, crap.
But Jim I just worked with a few months ago.
Now, what were they hanging out if he was doing time?
No, they were hanging out. They were off too, which I pointed at. Oh, look who else is off tonight on a Saturday night.
Yeah. So we know this man.
The interesting thing about Don is somehow he finagled my friend to buy him a beer. It's like, wait a minute, aren't you supposed to be the big superstar?
Oh my god.
So.
Well, you know what? Free stuff is free stuff, I guess.
Yeah, but he asked for it. He's like sliding up to say, hey, buddy.
Oh, my God.
It's like, really, dude? You're a mooch now, too?
Yeah.
All right. But it was good to see. We had some laughs anyway. All right. So, all of a sudden, we're hanging out there, and we hear Hagar-era Van Halen song, Summer Nights. All of a sudden, that starts playing. So now everybody's like rushing to get back. Oh, shit. You know, they're starting. Everybody wants to see because, oh, I can't believe we missed the beginning of the show. Because there's not like a countdown clock or anything, you know.
No.
And then you get there. It's like, oh, it's still dark. They fooled us. They played one of their own songs to get everybody back. What an ingenious move.
Well, that is smart, yeah. Actually.
He wouldn't open up. They probably opened up with There's Only One Way to Rock. That's a great opening tune.
I don't remember. You can look it up, though, on, like, the set list. I don't know if they opened up with that. I think they opened up with a Van Halen song, actually. But I've never seen a band open with their own stuff.
No.
But it's pretty smart.
Yeah, because then people all of a sudden start, you know, rushing back.
Like, which I did, like the lemming I am.
Same.
All right. So, now, here's the thing about Sammy. He's done solo stuff. He's been with Montrose, been with Van Halen, been with Chickenfoot, been with the Wobblitos, been with the Circle, who he's touring with now. Like, there's a whole vast catalog
right. Of
Sammy stuff. He's probably mostly known, unless you're like a really rock fan, he's probably mostly known for the Van Halen era stuff.
I would think.
But, like, if you're rock fans like Joe and I are, I don't know. Do you like Sammy?
I do.
I did not know that. All right. Then you know. It's like, wow, he's got like a vast library. So there's a lot of stuff that you could you could pick from.
It's weird because basically he was kind of, with me, he was kind of hit and miss till he got to Standing Hampton. Standing Hampton, every tune really was great. And then VOA, every tune kicked ass. And then there was the album he did after that. He was contractually obligated to do an album after he joined Van Halen. So the album that came out after that, I forgot the name of it. There was some great tunes on that, and Eddie Van Halen was playing bass on the whole album.
Wow.
Well, you know, Joe, he was worried that you weren't really on board. He was worried that you weren't a big fan of Montrose's Rock Candy. So when he got through the suggestion box and he saw your reviews, like, all right, Joe was not thrilled with what we're doing. We better pick it up a notch. So
we did.
What are you trying to say? That Joe isn't right on the cutting edge?
It was funny. Like, halfway through the set, he's like, Joe, are you here? I hope we're playing enough of the tunes that you would approve of. Joe, I'm not doing a Trans Am or Plain Jane.
No, you're gonna see that next Thursday with Joe Elliott.
Okay.
Joe, are you out there, lad? We need more of your mom here for take more of your money.
Yeah, Joe Elliott will meet you at the merch stand, stupid. So
Elliott loves me.
Of course he does. Of course he does. So the Circle consists of Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Jason Bonham, who's John Bonham's son.
Yeah.
And Victor Johnson.
Who I don't know.
No, he's probably the least known guy.
Okay.
So Sammy is known for throwing a party on stage. That's the reputation.
Yeah.
At one point, Trucker Tom and I and Joe were musing about possibly going down to Cabo for his birthday bash, which I would still like to do.
Wow.
I would still like
to. Hey, you know what? Yeah. Yeah.
So,
if that pops up again, dude, I'll go.
It's every year, Joe. And this coming year will be the 75th birthday, so it's every year. So he does throw a party on stage.
I'm sorry, if I can interrupt, I saw an ad for that. They're actually having that. We need to look into that. We'll discuss it in the car.
Well, we have enough time.
Jesus Christ, do we? So where we're going.
Well, that's why you're getting what you're getting to middle. It's pretty decent money to middle. So. It's not like it's around the corner.
But I was at the tape program. I thought, let me just see what this is. Oh, boy. Yeah. You know what? I go, you know what? Lisa One Eye may be able to get out there with that close.
She could. Listen, when I took the gig, I never figured gas would be $5 a gallon.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
But so Sammy is 74.
I can't believe that. I can't picture that.
Well, you don't have to. He's still out there.
Okay.
I actually took a picture of it, and you could see it. So you could see what Sammy looked like. He's got a little bit of a paunch, but he was never like a rail.
You know what? Who cares?
No. Exactly. Who cares? The thing about Sammy is he exudes joy.
Yeah.
He still sounds great, moves well. He's the only singer I've ever seen who makes drinks on stage and gives them to the audience. I've never
but
seen.
Don't forget, he's selling his tequila.
Of course he is.
That's.
But I guarantee you, if you're sitting that close to Sammy, you probably already have the tequila, unless he got free tickets. Like, if, you know, if you're in the front row where you can get it. Yeah. But he wasn't like, oh, I'll make it with my Cabo tequila, whatever it is. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it wasn't like one of those things that where, you know, you have the cooking segment on the morning.
No, he's doing it while the instrumental part of the show. He goes to the drum ride. I think he said one of the drinks he made too strong, so he gave that one away. Like.
It's like, whoa.
I've never seen that before. Also, I've never seen this before. Like, people in the front couple rows are giving him stuff. Which I've seen before.
Yeah.
He's taking the stuff. Sometimes he'll wear, like, if it's like a display thing, like a sheet or something. But he'll bring it back to the drum riser.
Right.
And then again, during a musical part, he will sign autographs. And he will give it to the people who gave it to him. I've never seen this before.
I have never seen that. Wow.
This is brilliant.
It is.
And the people, to me, it just shows appreciation.
Yes, fan appreciation.
And yeah. I don't think Sammy's considered one of the great frontmen of rock. I think he's respected. I don't think he's considered a
bad. Yeah, no, I've never heard that.
He will admit David Lee Roth is a better frontman than him, but
he's not.
When I saw him 4 years ago, from "Hi everybody, good evening," "Thank you for coming, everybody. Good night," was nailing every tune. This is when he was like 69, you know? And no bullshit, no, nailing every fucking tune the whole night long. So he's, you know, he's one hell of a singer.
Listen, man, if you're signing autographs and making drinks for everybody and you can still sing, you're one of the great frontmen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a party.
I mean, I do understand, you know, what David Lee Roth was going for, but I actually always preferred Sammy Hagar.
Me too. Here's the thing. This is a very unpopular opinion. Yeah. I've said it before. I prefer Van Halen with Sammy Hagar. I still think 1984 is the best Van Halen album. I like Sammy better with Van Halen. I like David Lee Roth's solo stuff better than his stuff with Van Halen.
Same.
Which is not, I don't think, a prevailing opinion.
No, but it's so funny because I feel exactly the same way. Because he was allowed to do his shtick and you know, be very, I'm talking about David Lee Roth.
Be very David Lee Roth.
Yeah, and like follow it to its ultimate conclusion.
Which was pretty damn entertaining.
Yeah, actually yeah. It is. But
he's a good friend. Like I saw Van Halen with David Lee Roth, was Christ, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And, you know, it's good, but you're wondering if he could hit the high notes, you know, and he was struggling a little bit. Sammy Hagar, right out of the box, flat out nails everything, you know, so he's a much better lead singer.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe that he can hit the notes that he can hit.
I mean, some things they had to take down a little bit, but he's still very, you know,
sure,
still
transposing
very,
is still okay.
It won't be like the train wreck we've seen a couple of weeks of Vince Neil, where he gives the microphone to the audience for every word because he can't sing anymore. Like, I'm going to this concert. I got to be honest. I've said it before. I hope I'm surprised, but I really don't know why I'm going to this concert. Because I've seen Motley Crue twice. Disappointing. I'm not a huge fan of Def Leppard live. Mm-hmm. Poison I enjoy live. I've never seen Joan Jett. I'm going for Joan Jett, who's the opening act.
Joan Jett's still kicking ass.
I'm going for Motley Crue. Joan Jett, I like, but it's not like I'm going, you know, I specifically go to see her. Motley Crue, like I said, Poison I can't stand. Dud. Def Leppard, Joelle, he gets my money every time he comes to town. You know, so, yeah, it should be fun.
So they did Michael Anthony sang front vocals for Ain't Talking About Love, which is a David Lee Roth era Van Halen song. So Sammy went off stage for that, and they did it was a tribute to Eddie. They did Been a Long Time from Led Zeppelin and Michael Anthony and Sammy were singing for that. And, you know, another guy and I've seen Jason Bonham a couple times. I saw him with his Led Zeppelin band a couple of years ago when he was out with Whitesnake and Foreigner. But I'd never seen he seemed very joyous, very thrilled, to very sincere. He's gained a lot of weight. Very
big. No,
very happy to be out. And, you know, when you see these guys not going through the motions,
yeah,
and appreciative of it, it's pretty cool. So Sammy goes, "I'm too old to run up, to go off stage and come out for an encore. He goes, "What's up? Sit down. I don't want to get up again." I understand.
Yeah.
So they didn't do that, which I'm a fan of. They played for about an hour 20 or so. So they did the encore, and I've never seen this before either. After the encore, they're all staying out. They're slapping hands with the front row. They're signing more autographs, the whole bit. I've never seen this. Sammy doesn't have to do this. Michael Anthony doesn't have to do this.
No.
They're all doing this. I'm like, you know, made such a good impression on me.
Yeah, me too. I like to see performers of any art, type enjoying their fans and really feeling like they're, you know, like communicating with them and just being like happy. Look at the gig I got, man. Look at this. This is great.
They're just happy to be out there, man. These guys like that. It's like when we do a show, you know, you're happy to be there because we were sidelined. These guys were sidelined too. If I could add, Vic Johnson has one of the toughest jobs. He's got to cover all this stuff. And he does he's very underrated and does a great job. And a lot of people are like, Vic Johnson, you know, he covered Eddie stuff. And,
Yeah, you got to play that.
Great job all night long. I don't know what people's problem is.
Well, I don't think I said anything bad about him.
No, just that we didn't really, he was the least known.
You should have had Steve Vai. Vic Johnson can do the job. And he's covering everything. He does he's a great job, but very underrated. He doesn't get the credit he deserves.
No, he was good.
Just as good as the other ones.
No, he was very, the band's tight. It's good. Now, here's the thing. I did not have to pay for a ticket.
Yes.
What the hell is this? What did I write here? Start to come
to me for answers. Can't read his own writing.
Oh, no. I was looking at the wrong thing. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I didn't have to pay for parking because there's free parking there unless you want to pay for the $100 parking. I do not.
No.
So I didn't pay for anything. T-shirts were $50. Even with everything free, I'm like, I can't see buying a T-shirt for
$50.
No.
Even when we went out to Vegas.
Guys out there?
What?
Was the ball sack guy?
We'll get there, Joe. We'll get there. Relax. Even when we went to Vegas,
yeah.
I couldn't bring myself to spending that type of money on t-shirts. So I ordered my Aerosmith Vegas t-shirts online.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, no way.
Yeah, $50 for a t-shirt. It's too much. Even with the free. Yeah. So here's the thing, Joe. I didn't think we would see the ball sack guys because I don't think this concert sold well. First of all, I was able to get good seats for free pretty close.
Yeah.
Also, if you were listening to the local rock stations, they were giving tickets away all week for the show, which is never a great sign. You know, when the tour's first announced, they'll give out some tickets. But then when it's like the week, I was like, all right, we just got to get rid of this shit.
Well, you know, also you have to pay attention to the fact that the demographics of their fan base, you know, if you think about PNC, you're over hill and over dale to get to that parking area, and there's some walkers going on.
Well, they got shuttle bus.
I know.
They have shuttle bus.
I know. I'm just saying that, you know, it's like mountainous.
Yeah.
It's not the easiest gig to get in and out of, and, you know, so their audience is aging with them, so there's a bunch of 75-year-olds with canes trying to make it up there to party hardy. It's not going to sell as well as it used to do.
I guess. So I did not have high hopes for the T-shirt guys.
Right.
I'm like, this isn't selling well. Because the T-shirt guys know. Plus, you know, for the gas for them to get out there. You know, listen, gas is affecting everybody.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if they just parachute in from the sky. I don't know where the T-shirt guys emerge from. I have no idea. Maybe they come from the earth. I have no idea. Even though I've said before, I was doing a tour in New Mexico. One of the highlights was meeting one of the T-shirt guys on my last show. So it's like, you know, he thinks he's talking to a celebrity. No, I'm talking to a celebrity. You have all the information I want to know.
They have printing presses in their mole homes.
Yes, they might.
Around the parking lots of concert venues.
So sadly, Joe, there were no T-shirt guys. I did not get my Sammy Hagar, George Thorogood T-shirt. I even went online, and there's none of them online. So the T-shirt guys, they know what's selling and not selling.
Yeah.
So, disappointing. But was I wrong to not want to pay $50 for a T-shirt?
No, of course not.
Joe?
No. You know, no. Now, the thing about it is we're going to go next week. I was moving my summer stuff in and my winter stuff out, and there were the Genesis T-shirts that I bought, and I put them into storage because I don't want to get them dirty or anything like that as the last time. And I'm like, why the fuck am I buying these? And you know what? When I'm online at the concert, I'm like, why the fuck am I buying these? You know? And it's like, so we'll see. You know, I think $50 next week will be too rich for my blood. Maybe I'll bail. But if it looks cool with all the bands, maybe I'll get it.
No, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Stop right there. You know the only one to get the one – the only place to get all the ones with the bands is the parking lot. You know that. Because, you know, you go to the merch stand, there's going to be a little bit of Joan Jett, a little bit more of Poison, and a whole shitload of Def Leppard and Motley Crue. Yeah. But there's not going to be anything with all of them on it unless you go to the Ball Sack Guys, which is why I love the Ball Sack Guys, because that's really the memory.
Yeah, you
and
get the mashup.
And people go, oh, the shirts don't last. The shirts last fine if you take
them. Yeah.
This one's from 2016. Guns N' Roses.
That looks brand new.
Looks brand new. Now, of course, the guy only had like a really like 3X at the time or whatever, 2X.
The quality of the T-shirts actually have gone up. I mean, when I was a kid, you go to the, you know, you go to a concert. I mean, Jesus Christ, you wash it twice. It's a fucking doily.
Well, as I've said before, I don't mean to be a racist here, but you can't buy a counterfeit T-shirt from a white guy. Shite.
They don't know what they're doing. Apparently.
Always a black guy, preferably with an accent from an island. You can't go wrong.
That's actually been 90% of my vendors.
See,
In the parking lot. Yes. You're spot on.
Of course, I would not. You know I don't lie to the audience.
No, that's
family,
so true.
Friends, loved ones, everybody, children, of course. But, you know, the audience, always the truth.
Gotta love the island accent and the ball sack digging for my size.
I find most of them don't dig under the ball sack now as much. They, like,
no,
have
not as much. They have it tucked in something. But, yeah. Or a backpack, you know.
I still feel for the, and I'm still, and again, with the ball sack shirts, even if they're not from the ball sack, it still needs a washing before it goes on the body.
Yes.
Because it might have been shoved.
You gotta wash it, sure.
Yeah, it might have been shoved up an ass on the way to the venue. You don't know.
You gotta wash it. God almighty, God knows where the damn thing's been before you bought it. Yeah, you gotta wash that out.
Now, the problem with the T-shirt, guys, is you ask for a certain size. There's no guarantee that's the size you get.
No.
Which is the problem. It's a little bit of a gamble.
And you can't really size it in a dark parking lot when they flash the front and the back and hurry, give me the money before the cops come.
Now, what's going to be interesting is, are we going to be seeing $25 T-shirts in the parking lot?
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, well, I don't think so.
That's probably where you're going to get, though. So
I've gotten them for much cheaper than that, depending on the show. All right, so that is that.
That's that.
So I promised to do a little review of the show. Got to use stink in there and, you know, Pip's a problem with the law. All sorts of issues. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do some worst dads of the year countdown. On the break, we got new music from MP Gray featuring Rudiger with Game of Life. And we have fresh tracks with Tom Scobie and with the song Layla. And you can learn more about those artists at khb-music.com.